request of the General Federation of Women's Club, our club, the Monday Study Club of Waseca, Minnesota, has agreed to conduct a session for reminiscing about our history and our connection with the General Federation of Women's Clubs. This information will be placed in the National Federation archives and may be used for historical and academic research. Today, a group of our senior members of the Monday Study Club have gathered at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Faith United Methodist Church in Waseca to tell our stories about our involvement with the club and the broader activities of the district, state, and national federation.
Current president of the Monday Study Club. Our club was organized in 1904 and federated in 1905. It was started by a group of five women and who sent a list or an invitation to all the churches in Waseca inviting women to join the group. Our constitution today for membership says that membership shall be limited to 40 active members and 7 associate members. At this time, we have 39 active members and 6 associates. A candidate for active membership shall read and acquaint herself with the Constitution and bylaws before applying for, in writing for membership. And this application shall be read to the club and voted on. Active members shall sign the Constitution and bylaws and consider themselves in honor bound as far as possible to study the subjects under consideration by the club. The duties of an active member shall be to take part each year in one or more of the following activities of the club: to perform literary work or music, to assume the responsibilities of an officer, to entertain as a hostess, to serve on some committee, and to assist the social committee in some way. And our members are very good at doing this.
My name is Estelle Redwell. I joined the Monday Study Club in 1926, and I was president in 1937 and in 1965. During that time, I was a district president, and I was also associate a correspondent for the State Federation in Minneapolis. One of the most interesting and timely things that I look back to is having started the study by the Child Study Club Corporation. Organized the kindergarten at the time when the Child Study Club was beginning. That was a study club that did the for the young mothers who had children, small children, and they were designated as preschool children. We wanted a kindergarten, which we had been instructed to install in the kindergarten department in the school. We tried for 3 years before we could get it started. We appeared to the school board and they refused. They said it was not necessary to have a kindergarten. We came back for the second time and they still said no. The third time we went back to them, and I was accompanied by Dorothy Nanke at that time, and she was doing a kindergarten class in her home at that time. So then we asked this Child Study Club to help us get the kindergarten started. We had a letter from the Federated Club in Washington and said that if we wanted to start a kindergarten, they would send us a check of $100. And that is the time that we went to the fourth time, and the school board finally said, if you are that determined, we will try it for only 1 year. It's been going ever since that year. And that what we really started was by Dorothy Mankey and Ethel Stuckey. Ethel Stuckey did it in 36 in her home with the five girls. And in Dorothy Mankey's class, they were, I think it was limited to 10. And that was very interesting to have Larry Gallagher and Danny Gallagher as one or two of the young men that are still in law practice. I believe that there were only 10 at that time. I was also able to start a club paper for our study club for the Federation. When I was elected president in 1937, and I was also elected another time as president in 1965. At that time, our club had almost disbanded because we only had about 6 and 8 members at that time. They were not interested in belonging to the Federation anymore. There were a couple of us who felt that we should continue being members, and with their help, we started up another time, and at that time, it has been going ever since. We started that October meeting in 65 with only 5-6 members at that time, and we increased it that year by having a membership of 32. So it was intensive work to get it started again, but we did. I was district president in 1936, and I held that for 3 years. And during that time, I had published a little magazine, which I put out, which the district seemed to enjoy very much. One of the most highlight meetings that I conducted was at Rochester, our last meeting, when we had Luther Youngdahl, who was then going to be president, governor of our state. And he made a most impressive impression upon all of the women in Rochester at that time. I think those are the most outstanding, although when we went to Wilmer to a state meeting, we were selected having 2 blue ribbon books chosen from our study club, and they were scrapbooks. And I don't know what has happened to them since. I turned them over.
Did you receive a special award, a recognition from the District Federation?
Yes, I did. I received a reward from the District Federation in 1991. April in 1991 from the Federation.
And that was for? Your special recognition was for what?
Continued the membership in the Federation. I believe it was 65. I think it was 65 years.
65 years.
Continuous membership. And I still am. 1995.
Thank you. We moved here. All right.
Now,
Ruth Johnson.
My name is Ruth Johnson, and we moved here in 1941. And my sister-in-law, Mildred Johnson, who belonged to the study club, said, I think you should join the study club because you'll meet people and get acquainted that way. And I did join. I was the president twice and the secretary once, I guess. And we had a meeting during the war, or shortly after the war ended, I believe. And we couldn't find a place to have it. At that time, we had only 12 members because everybody who could work was working at that time because of the war. But we finally found that we could have it in the basement of the First National Bank building, and Estelle Greco was there, and Margie Fidel was going to give a talk on Ireland. She had just been to Ireland, and she was very nervous about giving the talk, but when she got started, it was very interesting. And I've been in the club all these years, and I'm still a member.
Do you have anything else to say? Do any of your neighbors belong to this club?
I don't think Vera Warren belonged to it, and I used to go with her quite often. And Mrs. Luthold, I used to pick her up sometimes for the club, and they're gone now, of course.
Were the meetings any different from the way they are today?
Well, not too much different. I enjoyed the book report so much at that time. Vera Warren gave a wonderful one, and it was at the Methodist minister's wife's house at that time, and I remember her giving that book report.
That made a lot of work for the women, didn't it?
Yes, it did, but it was fun, and we enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I'm Bernice Peterson. I'm Bernice Peterson, and I joined somewhere before 1950, and I was president from 1952-53 and again in 67-68. In 1952, we had 35 active members, and those years we studied countries, various countries, this particular Europe, South Africa. And we had a book review, so it was very important that we had one book review at least every meeting. And at that time, our district dues were 10 cents per member. We also had a guest day in October, and we were 30 members and 20 guests, which we considered very good at that time. We also had a scholarship fund of $900, and $300 of that would go to a student. She didn't have to pay any interest for 1 year, but after a year, then the interest was 4%.
Can I just ask you something about that? Where did the $900 come from? That was a lot of money.
I can't tell you that about that now. I just haven't. Willard Donahue was our librarian at the time, and we did give a book in memory of a member that had passed away, and at that time he purchased two books for us that particular year for Mrs. B.J. Gallagher and for Adeline Wolfe, and he charged us $5 per book, which is fairly reasonable compared to today what the book would be.
Right.
We also purchased five trees for $20 that were planted in the Donahue Edition Park in the southeast part of town. And at one of our meetings, we had our centennial, we had a dress up, and we had to dress up in centennial clothes. That was at Betty Swenson's house. And we also had an antique show, or a show and tell, I should say, where we brought some antique and talked about.
What did you bring from your antique?
I don't even remember what I brought at that time. So, I guess that was it.
Thanks. Emily Miller. I joined the Monday Study Club in 1954. My neighbor across the street invited me to join. Her name was Farrell Turner. She's now has left OCM. Our organization has changed in the time that I've been in the organization. We used to have just a study program. It was just a program and a business meeting. And then we left. There was no coffee served except for a guest day and Christmas. In 1965, we served district convention at the Southern School of Agriculture. At that time, I was on the social committee, and we had many cookies left over. Someone suggested that we have served coffee at the next, at our May meeting. That was done. It's become a ritual, more or less. Now we serve coffee at every meal, or every meeting, rather. Whereas we used to be a study club, it's in that we all did our, we did our own programs for the most part, rarely had outside speakers. Now, it's been a turnabout. We have more outside speakers than we have had the programs done by our own members. Some of the people that I would like to remember are Mrs. H. U. Cooper, for one person. She told me many years ago that she was instrumental in starting the library in this town. And then another woman was Mrs. E. J. Graben, Adeline Wolfe, Ruth Dyken, Mrs. F. M. Sen, Mrs. Swenson, Mildred Johnson, Mrs. Charles Spaulding. I remember Mrs. Spaulding had the program for the meeting at Adele Wolfe's home. At that time it was not at Adele's home, it was at Adeline Wolfe's home. She had forgotten she was in the program, but she had the program. But I'll never forget, she stood up and she gave us a very interesting talk for at least 30 minutes, I think, extemporaneously. I was impressed. Our membership has stayed stable between 30 and 40 members. We have a limit of 40 members. We meet in the homes for the most part. We did meet in the homes. Now we are also meeting at the Historical Society or at the Waseca Arts Council. Various public places occasionally.
I'm Marie Eustace, and I became a club member in 1947. I was present in 1954, and it was a great year because it was the 50th anniversary. We had our anniversary party at the beautiful home of Mrs. E.C. Ward. There were 30 members and 20 guests. We had but one charity member, Mrs. Charles Lico, who gave her a yellow rose, the Rose of Friendship. We also honored Mrs. Graven and Mrs. Sen for 40 years, sir. Mrs. E.C. Ward for a member for 35 years. Mrs. Galligan and Mrs. Stupi for 32 years. Mrs. O.J. Swenson and Mrs. Rethwell and Mrs. Cooper for 25 years. It was really a great day. I was fortunate to be present at that time. In 74, I was president again, and we had a Victorian tea at the museum. It was quite a day. We had quite a discussion about whether or not we could afford to have much food because the cookies had been raised 10 cents a dozen. We didn't know if we could afford it, but we finally decided to go ahead and buy them. And we had 40-some members at that, plus many more guests than members. But it was a nice day, and I wish we could do another tea down there. I think some of the gals are smiling. They want me to say something about one little thing that isn't very often heard. I wonder if any other club has a met gentleman on their list. We had milk. Should I tell him? We had milk on our list. He was Milt Clements. He had the Clements truck line. He always used his buses to take us places. And after we were coming home from the Adelaide grounds, we decided to make him a club member. I don't know if he remembers it, but I wonder if there's another club that has a gentleman on the honorary list. If not, I think it should be noted. I did enjoy my term as president. We have done many really exceptional things, I think, for the city, working with the Art Center and working with the children. And our dues have changed somewhat. Our state dues were 25 cents when we started, and federal dues were 25 cents. Well, now the federal and state dues have gone together and are $15, which makes quite a change. I think we have an opening, haven't we, for community members, and I do hope that we will add them because it's a great organization. Thank you. Thank you very much for letting me be your president this busy time.
My name is Jewel Johnson, and I joined the club in 1959. In 1962 and 63, I was president, and also came in 69 and 70. And some of the changes that I noted looking over notes, we had so little money to start with. Like $55 or something. And we give like $2 to the Heart Fund or $2 to the Christmas Eve. And that was a lot of money those days, evidently. And we were encouraged by the headquarters to write letters to congressmen about our thoughts on current issues before the legislature. And one that Federation was behind, and they wanted us to also go behind it if we approved. It was the truck owners who wanted to make their trucks longer and wider. The GFWC was against it, and so were most of us, and we wrote to our congressman about that. And then in 1962, also the seatbelt campaign was on, and we were asked to express an opinion on seatbelts. There were some opinions for and some against. Well, then in 1962, we received a letter from the World's Fair Committee from the Star and Tribune announcing that our club had won first place for the district in a prize of $15. It was voted that we give the $15 plus $10 to the American Field Service Program. The Foreign Student Exchange Program was one that we were all very interested in. And we had some people in our club who had students, and we always had some students come in to our meetings, you know, and make reports on their country. So that was the reason. I have a list of all the programs that we had this year, and they were all connected to South America, Latin America, and Cuba. That was our whole program for the year. So that's probably why we received the huge award of $15 from the Star Tribune. And also, we used to always make donations to Radio Free Europe. We made $10. And I suppose that also is part of the reason that we received this award. Then another time I thought that was interesting. We got a bill from the Mishicks for $6 for printing all of our programs. So that was quite a bargain. In those days, especially. And then we also got a letter from the headquarters, and it was, they wanted us to write to Hanoi, Vietnam. They gave us an address, and we were to write and ask that they abide by the Geneva Convention and let our prisoners be good to our prisoners, and also send our government the list of the missing, of the ones who are missing and who had died, so that our government would know. So we were behind that, and we were interested in that, and we did follow through on that. And then this letter, this mention I made of widening the roads and widening the trucks and lengthening them. We had tabled that for a while, but in October we decided that we would go through with it. And so we sent postcards to our representatives because postcards are much easier for their staff to handle them, they have to open a letter and that's all. And so, and also, the club headquarters, we're pushing, have a letter that we had to sign and mail a statement of commitment backing the GFWC on better moral literature and better moral programs on our TV and radio. So we did that. I think that about the only other comment I have is that there was one thing that we did and have not done since. I think it was purchased a few years. We had a member, Ms. Westby, and she took it on herself to write letters to anyone who had done something special. We especially concentrated on high school or children. And she, if they did, you know, did something, they did well in school, they did something special in music, or they did something special in the community, and then she would write them a letter and tell them that the Money Study Club did appreciate what they had done. And so she, we do appreciate, I appreciate Ms. Westby for that. And we want to go on and say something. They didn't, they've enjoyed it very much. I want to move to the club. I have learned a lot.
My name is Darlene Costello, and I joined Monday Study Club in 1967, being asked to join by Betty Swenson. I became president during 1971 and served one term and also several terms on the program committee. In 1976 through 78, I was District 1 president, having meetings at Rushford and at Waseca. The meeting in Waseca was very special to me because the program committee that year did all the decorating and planning of the meeting, and it was excellent. When I joined, most of the members put on the programs, had some excellent book reports, and they didn't bring in outside programs, which now we do most of the time. I think one of the most memorable things to me was our Christmas teas. They were held at the Historical Museum, and everyone got dressed up in beautiful outfits, and we had over 400 people turn out. It was unbelievable how many came to see what we, and we served coffee and Christmas tea and all kinds of fancy cookies. Now, one of the highlights to me are the first meetings of the year, which is always a bus trip somewhere. We've gone to the Chanhassen Theater, we've gone to the Ordway, many other places. Those are always special, special days when we take a bus, just have a day of fun.
You know, I remember that the recipe for that tea was kind of sacred. Do you know where it came from?
The recipe, as far as I know, Adele Wolf got the recipe.
Yes.
And it is a very special one, and she was always the one who made the tea for the Christmas programs. And I think even to this day at Christmas, we still serve that same recipe.
That was her recipe. Mm-hmm.
Let's say your name and when you join first.
My name is Marlene Friedford, and I joined in the later 60s, not exactly sure, because my first association with the group was in 1962, when Alice King, who was on the program committee, asked me to come to her home and help them with the program booklets. I remember meeting several ladies, and I believe Marie Eustace was there that morning, planning how we were going to put this booklet together. I attended Monday Study Club long before I became a member. I found many friends that I have known through the years, and after becoming a member, I became very active in the club, having served as secretary, vice president, and president twice. This year, 1994-95, I am serving as first district president of the Federated Women's Club. I am still making programs for the club. Some of the important things that I remember through the years, two of the members of our Monday Study Club at present were classmates in the first year the kindergarten was held in the school, 1939-40. Thanks to the efforts of the Child Study Club and the Monday Study Club. The two being Barb Swenson-Gogger and myself, Marlene Domi-Reedford. A bit about that year. The funniest thing was the huge jungle gym that took up a whole classroom. We had twin boys in our class, the Nolte boys, who were neighborhood play pals of both Barb and I, and were known as the monkeys of Central School, literally hanging by their feet and jumping across the bars. Another thing I remember was the Christmas tea at the museum, as you've heard about. I played the old reed organ, which Chris Martinson had repaired, and which came from Norway and was part of our family relationship. The study club put on a play, A Man Called Noah, and the members gave this for a Christmas program at our club, and it was enjoyed by the rest of the members. We also presented this to the residents of the Lakeshore Nursing Home here in Waseca. I have enjoyed the many trips and plays and concerts that we have had, but the one that stands out is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is again playing in the Twin City area. The club has entertained the First District Federated Club several times, but the latest in 1991, when we honored all the 50-year members of the First District. I have enjoyed my many years with this diverse and interesting group of ladies and friends, and I thank them for asking me to belong.
Would you want to say more about your district connections, your offices?
Well, I was second vice president when Darlene was president of the First District. Unfortunately, I couldn't go on because I was also service team chairman of Girl Scouts that year, and then when I was due to move up to first vice president, and so I had to quit. I guess that's my association with the First District.
Okay, thanks, Fisher. And I joined the study club in 1974. I had been working at the library, and that is when I first learned about the Monday Study Club, because at that time, a lot of people were getting materials for their book reports. And also, when I first moved here, I brought my son to the era, I had a young son, so I joined the study club, Child Study Club, and I found out later that the Monday Study Club was responsible for that. And at that, and later on, I gave two different programs on children's books to the Child Study Club. So I felt that there was a good connection there. I have enjoyed belonging to the club. We've had many wonderful programs, varied programs, which you've heard a lot about as you go along. And one of them I remember was a program in 1976. We celebrated the 70th anniversary, and this was given at the Masonic Temple. And one of the things we did was tell everybody to wear hats and gloves, and we really dressed up that day. That was a lot of fun. I believe that time we had guests too, so there was a large crowd. But as I say, so many of the things that I was going to talk about have been given already, so I don't think it's necessary to repeat them. But as I say, I do enjoy belonging to the club. I've met a lot of lovely women. I knew a lot of them before. And I was very happy when Mildred Johnson asked me to join in 1974.
I joined the club in 1978 and 79. I had been president, vice president, secretary, chairman of different committees, and so forth.
And tell us your name.
Mary Byron. I'm trying to conclude this with the idea that we are taking in new young members. They are very helpful and very active in the organization. they are a different type of women than we were when we were that age. They are more active in business, different organizations, and can bring their ideas to our club. And I think with that, we are going to continue another 100 years, because as the club increases and membership increases, different types of people come in. We are going to have, we do not have to travel anymore. We're going to find that they're going to live in our community. The foreigners, we're getting foreign exchange students with their ideas. And I think the program is continuous, very good, and I'm very glad to belong to it.
I just want to do a little recapping about some personalities that came to visit us.
Well, Virginia Sackler came to town. She spoke at the high school. And the
Now, who was Virginia Sackler?
Well, she was a special figure for the cities. She did recipes and lots of other things. It was the recipe she was interested in.
Food. Did she write newspaper?
Yes, she was on the paper. In fact, I went up to see her sometime later and saw where she worked. But the club members decided, no, just the officers put on a luncheon for her, and that was at our house. And she stayed around for a few hours after that, but she did speak at our club, and she spoke at the high school, and we really, I think everyone enjoyed her. She was quite a character.
Now, what about George Grimm? He was also a Minnesota character.
Yes, he was. I didn't have that much to do with him. I'll turn that to someone else.
This is Jean Halverson speaking again, and I've had such a good time going through the minutes of some of our past meetings, in fact, way back to 1907. And I just want to mention a few things that I thought were real highlights of some of the years. In 1907, they used to have a midwinter social, and they even had an orchestra. Did you know that? And they paid the orchestra $14.
All that was war for.
And Estelle Rethwell said they always wore formals to this midwinter social. It sounded like a really grand evening. And husbands were invited too, yes. And so those were very special things. And the first guest day was held in April 13th, 1908. And in past years, guest days were really big things. They haven't been quite as big in these past few years. And this is one thing that we want to work on and we want to try and bring back, is having bringing more guests to our once-a-year guest day. And in 1918, there was a lot of Red Cross work. And also that year, there was an urgent call to do suffrage work by Mrs. Davidson. And I'm sure you all, you weren't here. You weren't there at that time. But I'm sure the ladies at that time all worked very hard on this. Pardon me, ladies. I'm carried away with this. But I was so impressed with some of the things. And for the first many years, they had two meetings a month, and plus doing the programs themselves, as I said, doing book reports and so forth, which is a lot of work. And in 1947, they decided to change it and have just one meeting a month, and which I'm sure helped a lot, because we're busy homemakers, and I'm sure some were working at that time too. Twice a month gets to be a lot, particularly when you're preparing the programs yourselves too. But programs used to be printed by Brown Printing, and I can't imagine them printing just those few programs when they have such big runs. And also Mishek's, as someone had mentioned, and in fact, then it finally one year they said they did not care to print that few programs. But there were grand times. They used to, I was real impressed by roll call. They used to respond at times with a quotation from an American author, or naming a poet, or giving a current affair event, or naming a bird, or a quotation of a president, any type of thing, just to make it a little more interesting. But
It's been a wonderful organization down through the years. I'm sure there have been changes. As they said, now we bring more people in to do our programs than we do ourselves. But it's a group of wonderful ladies with all different interests and backgrounds, and we just enjoy each other. We look forward to the meetings and being with each other once a month, and I'm sure this will continue on. So. I had told Marie that dues were $15, and I should have told her that the $15 was not just state and federal. Six of that stays with our local club. So it's $9 for state and federal dues, but that's come a long way from that 10 and 25 cents that we used to send in. So they have gone up, but we do get a lot of help from the state and federal. They send us a lot of information, and we feel so lucky this year to have Marlene Riefert as our own district vice president.
Did you mention the scholarship fund that they used to have?
No, Estelle was just talking about the scholarship fund that our organization has, and which at our district meetings, our coffee money goes towards. And our club has donated a couple years to this, giving all our coffee money, which has amounted to about $130 or so, too. So we still do have the scholarship fund in our district. And that's it. Thank you for coming, ladies.
Thank you.